Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
And I'd like to thank yet again Melbourne Star Bikes, who not only have extended their contract to Phil, he is riding to Kapunda this week.
Just to warm up.
That's right.
Call up this morning, as late as about an hour ago, Rick.
Is that right? Now, tell me, are you using the geared model or just...
It might be a bit damp tomorrow.
You might need the wide tyres.
Yeah, like the mountain bike. No, very, very sore last week, Rick. I struggled, I've got to say, mate. I was out there at Freeling and the mind is willing, but the body is not able anymore, Rick. Let's just say that. But anyway, we'll battle on. I'm helping you out. COVID problems again this week, so they've called me up.
I cannot imagine a more qualified, experienced bloke to be able to call upon in a state of emergency.
Absolutely, but it's all up here, nothing down below on the legs. So that's the only problem I have.
Now, what have you got with the local footy?
So last week, Freeling played Tanunda, and Tanunda beat Freeling comfortably. It wasn't much of an A-grade game. I did stay back and watched the game. Central Angaston.
Yes.
Central beat Angaston.
They did. It doesn't surprise me. As I think I've said on the show prior to today, Central, I mean, I don't think they're going to give the premiership a shake. But, I mean, and this is the trouble with any competition that's got a bye. I believe it really it's very unfair, forgetting all the other things that can happen.
Yep.
Central got the bye of the first round, so that mean they're a week behind in match play.
Yep. Yep.
Then, and this is the luck of the draw, but they copped two of their first three games with the two grand finalists.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Now, they did reasonably well in those games.
26 goals to 10 is reasonable.
This name.
16 goals, they got flogged.
Now, just ignore him, listeners. Anyway, they'll win their share of games this year.
No Molyneux, though. I mean, their best player is out. So,
well, that's right, but Mercer kicked goals again.
Yeah.
He's back.
Okay. Kapunda versus Williston. You saw that game, Rick.
I did see that game.
Williston winning that.
And despite the scoreline,
yes.
Right, despite the scoreline, Kapunda... Bearing in mind that they were without Fraser Evans and Aaron Whistler. I mean...
Aaron Whistler.
Yeah, they're two best players. There's no doubt about that.
I agree with you.
And Zandrea disappeared after a quarter time.
Yep.
They did a reasonable job. And
yep.
In fact, Williston did the trick that they did evidently against South Gawler. And at half time, Kapunda held them to within 17 points, I think it was. And it was only in the second half of the third quarter, when all of a sudden they kicked seven goals in about 13 minutes, that they broke the game open, which is exactly what they did do. However, you thought, well, that's it for that's the end of the penny section. But to Kapunda's credit, given them being undermanned, et cetera, et cetera, they kicked the first five goals of the last quarter. And then Williston kicked the last couple. They did a fair job.
Oh, that's fair enough. Okay, yeah, they were comfortable winners, though.
Yeah, yes.
And the last game was Newry. Quite easily beat Bross in the end. But Bross, I watched that game on the live stream, and Barossa got the jump on them. We were up by a few goals early. And to Newry's credit, who are my tip as premiers...
Could you say that again slowly?
Who are my tip as the premiers this year? Newry Uptar, Rover
in
Football Club.
In which grade?
A grade. We're only talking A grade here. Yeah, they beat. They did account for Barossa.
Sorry, folks, we might have to suspend this program. Are you feeling all right, Phil?
No.
Newry for premiers?
Yep. Newry will be there.
They will not make the grand final.
Oh, we won another 20 on that? Okay. So this week we've got Tanunda versus Gawler Central at Tanunda.
Well,
your tip, Rick?
Well, I'm going to go Tanunda, but again, it will not surprise me if Gawler Central get up.
No, Tanunda comfortably, I would think, on the postage stamps park, as they call it, at Tanunda Oval, which has been made wider but not longer.
I forgot.
That's another story.
That is another story.
Barossa versus Freeling at Williamstown.
Oh, well, Barossa will win
Barossa comfortably, I would have thought.
And geez, if it will be... raining Saturday morning. That'd be a good thank God I'm not doing that game.
Angaston versus Williston at Angaston.
Well, Angaston couldn't win if they started now.
No, I agree. Williston will be comfortable winners there. And the last game, the game that you are covering, I believe.
Correct.
Kapunda versus South Gawler at Kapunda.
South Gawler will win, but I've been told very reliable source that both Fraser Evans and Aaron Whistler are back. They'll give them a go for a while, but they won't win.
The lead up match, the B grade.
Yes.
Big star playing in the Bs.
Yes.
Wish I had that game. Would have probably had it if I was available. Unavailable to do the Bs.
I tell you what, he probably would have told you how to.
Oh, I bet he did. Would have too. I probably would have told him a few home truths. Acker Manus. In Kapunda B grade.
Yes. Well, the reason, listeners, for those who don't follow the local news, I hate to think what exorbitant price it would be. They have hired Acker for a sports night. And part of the deal was that he plays for the Kapunda Bees earlier. So the only danger is if he gets concussed in the B grade game, then he mightn't be able to give his talk. But there you go. So,
yeah, he done it a few years ago at Gawler Central. Yes. Played in the A grade, I think, that day.
All right.
So, well, that's our local roundup Rick.
Now, I prepare good listeners. I apologise for Phil in advance. He's about to tell you how well he's going in his footy tips.
Wasn't going to mention it, but now you've brought it up. Happened to be four up on the advertiser tipsters now, Rick.
Oh,
and as you know, I'm running second in the state at the moment in our tipping
I mean, thank heavens, good listeners, that he's modest. You know,
wasn't even going to bring it up today, Rick, but you brought it up, so...
So tell us who's going to win this week.
I'll tell you the nine winners for this week, Rick.
Righto.
Okay, we've got Hawthorn versus Richmond. I'd like you to tell me your tips as we're going along.
Right, Richmond will win that game.
Richmond for me. North Melbourne versus Port. North Melbourne, you said. Oh, I reckon it was going to come out.
It is down at Tasmania.
Yeah, it won't matter. It could be in Ardrossan.
Port Adelaide will win.
Port, easily. St Kilda versus Geelong. A good game, this one.
I'm going to go for Geelong.
I'm going Geelong. Sydney versus Essendon.
Sydney will win that game.
Sydney for me. Adelaide versus Brisbane in Adelaide.
Oh, what a joke that
was. The axe swung at Adelaide.
Brisbane. Lockie would be thinking about how many over 50 touches he could get, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Lockie Brisbane easy.
He could write down the three Brownlow votes now. Even Lockie wouldn't he?
Even drop Riley O'Brien, the big ruckman.
Yes.
I
mean,
I don't know. He's not frightened to swing the X, old Nicks, is he?
Well, it doesn't matter. They're at the bottom anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I reckon which is almost the match of the round.
Did you pick Adelaide?
No, Brisbane. So we've got all the winners there at the moment. GWS and Carlton. Be a good game, this one. Cameron's last game as coach.
Carlton will win.
Big Henry Mackay out at
full
four.
Now, hang on. Don't back off now.
Going GWS, Rick.
Off
GWS. Yes.
Good listeners. He's actually picked Carlton, and now he's going to change his tip. I mean, and he's got a
game
right.
Hasn't started yet.
He's got
yet.
A right to.
Yeah,
yes,
game hasn't started.
Yep.
Okay. Gold Coast versus Frio.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't laugh. Gold Coast winners last week.
That's very true. Frio will win.
Frio for me. West Coast versus Melbourne.
Oh,
hello. Top versus bottom. This is your side, West Coast. You have to tip them.
No, I'm Freo, man.
Oh, you're Freo. You had the WA, right?
I reckon we should have a prediction of what the margin will be, not who will win.
Be 100 plus.
It could easily be.
I would think 100 plus.
It could easily be.
And the last game tonight, which is tonight, the last game I've got written down is the Bulldogs versus Collingwood. Would be a good game.
No, Bulldogs will win.
Bulldogs for me. They've got to win this or their season's just about gone.
So how come you've copied every tip of mine?
No.
Oh, yeah. You got
GWS, I think, is the only one different this week.
Right.
And yes, I did originally tip Carlton, but I, looking at their side and the last game as a coach...
Oh, yes, that often swings
And it's
around.
Up there.
Yeah, so, and I will admit that I gave it a second thought because for no good reason, it seems as soon as someone announces that they're resigned or bailed out, that the team wins the following game. But so it's not the silliest thing to do.
Well, that's Rick.
No, it's not, Phil.
What?
What do you think of Dusty Martin?
Dusty? Yeah. Good player, isn't he?
He's very
back
good.
After his mental health.
Now, I don't know how many of our listeners follow this, but prior to his comeback game, he hadn't played since round one.
Yep.
With every procedure in place correctly, Fox Footy, evidently during the week, prior to the game, they approached Richmond and asked if they could just ask Dusty one or two short questions prior to or after the game, to which the Richmond Football Club public relations officer said, no, Dusty won't do it. Now, I'm not quite sure of the mental abilities of people in the media, particularly football, but I find it hard to understand which part of no Richmond didn't understand, because
The media didn't understand.
Or the media.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Because after the game...
Yep.
Sarah Jones, on the field, approached Dusty for an interview, despite the fact that Richmond had advised them that there was no interview. And Dusty politely waved them away.
Yep.
Now, okay, that's another no. Not to be outdone, Nick Riewoldt, commentator with Fox Footy.
Fox Footy, yep.
Evidently good mate of Dusty's. He went down into the change rooms and asked yet again the Richmond media section whether they could just ask another simple one or two questions, to which they got the same, you wouldn't believe it, answer of no. Now, you're an expert when it comes to tennis. Everything, really.
Tennis is just one of them.
That's right, one of many. My feelings are this, that unless Dusty, or anyone else for that matter, Fred Nurk, unless you have it written into your contract that you must give an interview, then you've got the right to say no. And now, obviously, in situations like professional tennis, etc., they are contractually...
Yeah, I think so.
Bound to give interviews.
Straight after the game.
As are the AFL coaches, as are English Soccer League managers.
Yep.
But unless a player has got that, I don't care what Dusty's worth or what the media thinks they're worth, they haven't got the right to tell people what to do.
Yep.
I mean, I'm worried about Fox Footy. They'll want to be in the change rooms and the toilet block soon, won't they?
Lo and behold, I don't know whether you can remember, Rick, a few years back, they were in the Crows change room. Ricky Henderson was actually walking through to have a shower.
Oh, he did a flasher.
Yeah. And I don't know how they got on with that, because I think he was going to take it further, because you saw the whole lock, stock and barrel, and he was pretty embarrassed, and
as you would be. You saw the Jets crackers.
Saw apparently the whole lock, stock and barrel.
Well, I mean... Yep. There is a point it's not good enough. I mean, and the media does serve a purpose, but they're not the be-all and end-all. And I think they've got a bit carried away with themselves.
They're always down in those changes. Do they need to be down there?
That's right.
I think they're over-covering the footy. I think this is the problem.
Exactly.
And you see them walking past them and they haven't got shirts on or whatever. No. That doesn't really matter, but... they're going to get caught again.
I'm all for Dusty over this.
I agree. Leave him alone. You know, it's just right. Leave him be.
I mean, on the one hand, they've done the right thing by asking permission, but they didn't like the answer, so they keep going.
Yeah, that's it. Keep nagging.
But like... I tell you what, that all just sort of drifts into nothingness compared to Saka.
Saka.
The Saka, honestly, they've turned over a new leaf.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well,
I know, heavy recruiting.
What about their recruits?
Oh, their recruits.
Huh? How good is that?
You cop some of these names. Rick, write them down. I want you to write them down because you'll forget them. Yeah. Harry Conway.
Oh, man, I've heard of him.
Overrated.
Least. Overrated very much.
Henry
so.
Thornton. Oh, Thornton.
There's a name I've heard of.
No. Paceman. Big Paceman from Victoria. Yeah. Ben Mentini from Tasmania. Spinner.
Oh, well.
Wouldn't he? Be? Oh. Hey, and Aidan Cale.
Well, they'll.
What's he? All rounder. So a bit of an all rounder.
Well, they'll be household names soon, won't they? Oh, fancy coming they over slot to in
beautifully.
A tops team like the Redbacks.
Yeah.
You know what I think, Phil? I think unfortunately it indicates with recruits of that ilk. I think it indicates that. Actually, putting it bluntly, no one wants to come to South Australia.
I've heard of Harry Conway. Yeah, the others I haven't heard of.
Yeah.
And but has our captain almost lost the captain?
Yes.
On that plane?
Yes.
Had to land,
but all is well. But anyway, that also drifts into nothingness compared with Saka's amazing foresight.
What do they got?
Well, their reaction to the huge crowds that are following the Redbacks at the Carrington Oval, guess what? They've sought, gained permission, and are going to pay to have some tiered seating at the Karen Rolton Oval.
Well, for the pigeons.
So it can accommodate the huge crowds.
Oh, eh? You've seen some of those games, Rick.
There would be more pigeons than crowds. Oh. That's right. So, I mean, but isn't
Not even the pigeons go there.
Isn't that showing a huge amount of foresight?
Well, that's great.
And then on top of that... To accommodate and think of the crowd, they're going to even plant jacarandas, Chinese elms and Japanese elms so that in 150 years' time, when they're tall enough, the crowds will get some shade. That's good, isn't it? Really.
Well, we're going to go down there this year, Rick. We're going to go to a game.
I think we should.
All right?
I think we should. Now, we are beginning to run out of time, but I just want to mention to our good listeners that... I guess I'm part of it in a very small, minute way, but the Australian Cricketers Association, to which I am a member, have agreed to extend the terms of their MOU with the Cricket Australia for one further year, which means that the partnership and revenue sharing model, which they've actually been in place for over 20 years, is that the players receive 27.5% of Australian cricket revenue plus a 2.5% performance pool.
Wow, there you go.
So there you go. There's
quickly, Rick, it looks like Tim Payne's cricket career is over.
Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, didn't get a contract down in Tassie there, so he might get in the AFL team when that comes in. They're pushing hard
there. Well, he could.
He might get a gig in a Ford pocket or something.
Well, that's right. You can text messages from a Ford pocket, can't you, leaning against the point post.
Okay, Rick, have we got a joke?
We have. Beautiful. Did you hear about the punter? He won $200,000 in one bet. Afterwards, a journalist asked him if he was nervous when the race was being run. No, he replied, I was calm and collected. Okay, team.
Okay.
All right, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.